100 lives. Are you feeling any better today? Fan knew that his wife had tuberculosis, which was not easy to cure, but he took care of her very tenderly. Thank you for your concern, his wife gasped out painfully. Fan asked the best doctor to treat his wife. The doctor examined her carefully and then took Fan aside. There is a way to cure her, even though she is very sick. Take the heads of 100 sparrows. Make them into medicine according to this prescription. Then, on the 3rd and 7th days, eat sparrow brains. That should do the trick. This is a secret passed down from my ancestors. It never fails. But remember, you have to have 100 sparrows. You cannot be even one short. Fan was eager to help his wife. He rushed out and bought 100 sparrows. They were all crowded into one big cage. They chirped and hopped around mournfully. There wasn't enough space for them to enjoy themselves. Maybe they even knew they were going to be killed. Mrs. Fan asked, "What are you doing with all those sparrows?" "This is the doctor's special prescription. We are going to make them into medicine. You'll be up and around in no time," her husband cheerfully responded. "No, you cannot do that." Mrs. Fan managed to sit up in bed. "You cannot take 100 lives to save my one life. I would rather die than let you kill those sparrows." Fan did not know what to do. "If you really love me, do as I say. Open the cage and let all the sparrows go. Then, even if I die, I will die at ease." What could he do? Fan took the cage out to the woods. He let all 100 sparrows go free. They flew into the bushes and trees. They sang and cheeped happily. They looked and sounded so very happy to be free. In a few days, Mrs. Fan got out of bed again, even though she had not had any medicine. Her friends and relatives came to congratulate her on her speedy recovery from a terrible disease. Everybody was very happy. The next year, the Fans had a baby boy. He was very lively and very cute. But the funny thing was, on each arm he had a birthmark, and the birthmarks looked just like sparrows.